Local Transportation Committee, Commission, oral communications, general public comment. This portion of the meeting is an opportunity for members of the public to address the Local Transportation Commission on subjects relating to county business. No action can be taken on matters not listed on the agenda. I got some noise, but I don't think that was Teola reading any public comments. Okay, moving on to the consent agenda. These matters are expected to be routine and non-controversial and are usually approved by a single vote, majority vote without discussion. Items can be removed from the consent agenda to be discussed and considered separately. Prior to the approval of the consent agenda, the chair will announce that the comments or questions will be taken from members of the public, staff, or the board on consent agenda items when the comment does not necessitate the item from being removed for separate action. Board members.
I would move approval of the consent agenda.
I have a motion from Supervisor Jardine. Do I have a second?
Griffith will second.
I have a Supervisor Jardine second for the consent agenda. Do I have any comments? Can we have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Jardine?
Aye.
Commissioner Rako?
Aye.
Commissioner Woodrow?
Aye.
Commissioner Griffith?
Aye.
Chair Hames?
Aye. Passed unanimously. Going on to unfinished business, none. New business, none. Public hearing starts at 11 o'clock. We're a little bit late. Opening the public hearing. The public hearing is to determine if there's any unmet transit needs that are reasonable to meet and consider possible adoption of the two resolutions. One, consider adoption of the resolution defining unmet transit needs and reasonable to meet. Two, consider the adoption of a resolution finding that there are no unmet transit needs that are reasonable to meet. Community Development Director Brian Peters.
Turn it over to Scott Moss, Transportation Program Manager.
Okay, Scott Moss, go ahead.
Yes, this is Scott Moss, Transportation Program Manager. The purpose of the unmet transit needs public hearing is to determine if there's any public comment on any transit needs that are out there that are reasonable to meet. We did advertise this and put out a public notice. We have not received any comments back, either through telephone, letter, or any other means or by email. So if there's nobody in the audience that has any comments, that's the only thing we're waiting for at this time and see if anybody wants to comment on transit needs in Alpine County.
And Teola's, being that everybody is to the public to comment through your office, we have not received any?
That is correct. I have not received any public comment for this agenda item.
So then do I just close the public hearing? We don't have to vote on anything. So public hearing is now closed and now we're adjourned out of the Local Transportation Commission.
Mr. Chairman, we have to adopt the resolutions.
Chair, we have two resolutions.
Mr. Chairman, could I move to adopt the first resolution defining unmet transit needs and reasonable to meet?
Okay, I have a first from Supervisor Jardine. Do I have a second?
Second, Supervisor Rako.
I have a second from Supervisor Rako. Can we have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Jardine?
Aye.
Commissioner Rako?
Aye.
Commissioner Woodrow?
Aye.
Commissioner Griffith?
Aye.
Chair Hames?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, could I make another motion?
Go ahead, Supervisor Jardine.
The second motion is to adopt the resolution finding that there are no unmet transit needs that are reasonable to meet.
And do I have a second?
Griffith seconds.
I have a first from Supervisor Jardine and a second from Supervisor Griffith. Can we have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Jardine?
Aye.
Commissioner Rako?
Aye.
Commissioner Woodrow?
Aye.
Commissioner Griffith?
Aye.
Chair Hames?
Aye. So now we will reconvene the board of supervisors.